Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh b'chinas Lag Boimer. With this, we could understand the awesome, great holiday of Lag Boimer that's coming up very soon. B'chinas Hilula de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the wedding of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's called Hilula, a wedding. B'chinas Gedoilim Tzadikim b'misosom yoyser mebechayim. And as the Gemara tells us, the Tzadikim are greater in their passing away than they are during their lifetime. Ki hatzadik hagodol misyagea kol yomav biyagiois atzumois mo'oid b'shvil takonos Yisroel hashivam kulom lavim shebashamayim. Because the great tzadik struggles throughout his entire life with incredible, incredible effort to help Klal Yisrael, to help the Jewish people be zecher to come close to Hashem. Aval habaldovor mizgare mo'oid mo'oid benafshes Yisrael. However, the Yetzahara, the Satan, who is called the Baldovor, he works very hard to block this. He tries very hard to fight, to do battle against the Jewish souls. Bifrat besoif hagolus ha'oroi chamar hazeh. Especially as we're getting towards the end of this bitter, long, final exile that we're in now. And the Yetzirah gets the Jews to do more and more sins constantly. However, the tzaddik does not back off. He doesn't retreat. The tzaddik keeps going up higher every time to new level, higher levels, more powerful levels. Umasig umamshich chasodim gedoilim verachmim rabim yoiser veyoiser bechol pam. The tzaddik is constantly being able to draw higher levels of kindness from Hashem and higher levels of rachmanis. Hashem is infinite. Yesterday Hashem wrote a check for $1 billion, no problem. Tomorrow he can write a check for $1 trillion. For Hashem to add zero, it's nothing. It's nothing. So that when a tzaddik is on a certain level, he's able to connect to a certain level of the kindness of Hashem. The tzaddik goes higher up, he's going up to a higher level of kindness of Hashem. He's accessing a different league of funds, of Hashem's funds. There's the little bank account and there's the big bank account. Ad sheyochoy lesaken gam hapagomim havakilkulim ha'elu, to the point where the tzaddik can even fix these sins, the worst sins. Ki kol ma shoyla madriga gavoya yoyser, because the more that tzaddik goes up to higher levels, umasig gedulas haboyris baruch yoyser, and he understands the greatness of Hashem more, humasig chazdoi verachamov v'tuva yoyser. The tzaddik understands Hashem's kindness more. This is one of several places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal gives us such an incredible, important piece of information. That when we talk about the greatness of Hashem, another word for greatness is kindness. In Hebrew, the word gedula, gedulas Hashem, gedulas haboirei, means the chesed of haboirei, as Rav Nosson Zal proves now. Ki ikr geduloso yisborach, because the main greatness of Hashem is Hashem's kindness. Ki chesed nikra gedula. Because in Kabbalah, chesed is called gedula. And in the Torah, kamei shekosev, as we say every single day, lecho Hashem hagedula vehagvura vatiferes. So gedula is synonymous with chesed. So when we talk about understanding the gedula of Hashem, we're talking about realizing higher and higher levels of the kindness of Hashem. Avlo bavoyneseinu rabim mizgabra baldover kolkach ad shetzorich hatzadik lalois lamadrega gavoya kazois she'yefshar lalois eleha b'chaim chiyusei b'shum oifim. But unfortunately, due to our sins, we mess things up so terribly that the tzaddik has to go up not to the 100th floor, he's got to go up to the 800th floor to be able to draw chesed from there to fix the horrible mess that we make down here. To the point where he has to go up to a level, she'yefshar la'aloi se'leho b'chaim chiyusei b'shum oifen. The tzaddik has to go up to a level that he can't go up to while he's physically living. because even the tzaddik, we find by Rabbein Ezal, Rabbein Ezal told his students shortly before his passing that he's got to take off his shirt in order to go to higher, in order to get to where he wants to go to. Meaning that there's the body and the neshama. And the body can hang on up to a certain level. But at a certain point, if the person wants to go further, he's got to tell the body, have a nice life. We're going to a level now that the body isn't qualified, can't handle that light on that level. So Rabbi Nazal says, unfortunately, due to the sins of the generations and everything, the tzaddik has to go to a place to draw chesed from where he can't get there while he's physically living. Alkein ha-hechrech she-yistalik b'shvil zeh. Therefore, the tzaddik has to pass away because of this. Ve'oz oyle l'mokom shoyle. And when the tzaddik passes away, it's called histalkus. Then the tzaddik goes up to where he goes up. Ada sherlo yishkoi, to the point where he will not rest, kiim kilo hadover, until he finishes the job. Sheyigmor ma shehitzchol, that he will complete what he started. Sheyisakein hakoil, and he'll fix everything. Yieh ech sheyeh, no matter what. Vezeh bechinas, this is what the pasuk says in Yeshaya, hatzadik ovod, ve'ein ish som alev. The tzadik has left us, and people have no idea. Va'anshei chesed ne'esofim be'ein meivin. And people of kindness are being gathered in. You know, they're also being gathered in by Hashem with no understanding. We don't understand why. What did he do? Ki mipnei horo nesaf hatzadik. It's because of the evil that the tzaddik is being gathered in. Meaning, she'ikar histalkus hatzadik hoya mipnei horo. The main reason why the tzaddik has to pass away is because of the evil shehadoyer kilkalu kolkach. The generation has messed up so terribly at she'yevshel esaknom kim alidei histalkus kanal, to the point where the tzaddik can't fix them without his passing away. He's got to go upstairs, further up than he can while he's physically alive. Aval alidei histalkuso yistakein hakoil. But through his passing away, he will definitely, yes, fix everything. Kol mi sheyirtze lehiskarev letoirosei akdoisha. And therefore, anyone who will want to come close to his Torah, Shehishir, which he left behind in the world, Al Yedei Sforov HaKdoshim, through his holy Sforim, V'talmidov HaKsherim Shekiblu Mimenu B'chinas Pishnayim Kanal, and his true students, his loyal and devoted students, who have received from him this double portion, this double power, Afal pi shem ktanim b'mayla v'kanal. Even though the students are very small, they're on a very low level. They themselves, you know, based on what they themselves are, they're very tiny spiritually. But based on what they receive from their Rebbe, when they receive this double portion, they have the power to do what other people can't do. You have, the Gemara speaks about the head of a fox, the tail of a lion versus the head of a fox. You have a lion who's the king of all the animals, and you have a fox who's pretty strong, a fox or a wolf. But the Zohar Kodesh says, you step on the tail of a lion, you get his head coming at you. The lion is the tzaddik, the top tzaddik. The lower level tzaddikim and rabbis could be like foxen. The student of the tzaddik, the smallest student of the tzaddik, is like the tail of the lion. He's, what is he? He's nothing. He's a tail. But you start with the tail, you get the lion. So again, the tail is still part of the lion. It's part of that gibor, that super gibor. And therefore, the tail of the lion can achieve things that the head of the fox can't. We have the example of a kohen. You have a kohen who eats truma. The kohen's wife can eat truma. The kohen's son can eat truma. The kohen's daughter can eat truma. The kohen's cat can eat truma. And the Levi, who's a Rosh Yeshiva, who's a Talmud, can't eat truma. This teaches us this concept, that there is a concept in Yiddishkeit that the behema of a kohen can have certain advantages over a Levi. The behema of a kohen can eat truma, and the Levi can't. This is this concept of a person who is attached to the tzaddik. He's not necessarily better than everybody else in the world. He doesn't necessarily know more Torah, more mitzvah, but he's better off. He could be better off than anybody else. Because the fact that he's the behema of the kohen, he eats truma, he eats what the kohen eats. Afal pikein, so therefore Rav Nosson says, afal pikein heoras b'chinas pishnaim. Even though the students themselves are on a very low level, still, this light, this double-powered light, which is this Ruach Deleila, which comes every time that tzaddik goes up from level to level, Bifrat Bechinas Haoras HaRuach DeLeila Shnimshach Be'ez Histalkusei Mamish, especially the Ruach DeLeila that shines at the time that the tzaddik actually passes away, he leaves this world, Ze Einoi Nifsak Lo'olam. That light is never extinguished. That light does not stop glowing. Because the Gemara says that tzaddik is greater in his passing than he is during his lifetime. This is the great joy and the singing and the dancing and the music and the sacrifice, the goats that they shecht and everything that they do up in Miron on the day of Lag BaOmer, the passing away of Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zalm. Even though logically it would seem that the more appropriate thing to do would be to cry bitterly on the day that this great tzaddik left us. However, despite that, the custom is to be very, very happy. And what are we happy about? What's the main joy about? That he left behind his Torah. Shehishirlanu Sefer HaZoyer HaKodesh. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal and his students left us this Zoyer HaKodesh. Shaydeze Yifkun Migolusa. Which guarantees that we will definitely be taken out of the Golus. That bright light of the Zoyer HaKodesh itself. And as it was passed on to the Mekubolim, to the Arizal. And as it was passed on to the Hasidim, to the Baal Shem Tov and his students. And to Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal, that light ensures that the Jews will never go lost completely in Golus. That even in the worst darkness, we're going to survive. We're going to make it to the finish line. V'alkein ikar kiyum ha'olam hu b'schus hatzadikim shoich ne'ofor. And it's for this reason that the main existence of Klal Yisrael and of the world is dependent, is on the merit of the tzaddikim who have passed away already. The Zohar HaKodesh says, were it not for the prayers of the tzaddikim who have passed away already, who are praying for us who are still living in this world, the world would not exist. V'alkein afilu Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, kishespal al Yisrael, Bikesh b'schus avos. And it's for this reason that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest tzaddik of all, when he was davening for the Jewish people, what merit did he use to get his tefillah answered? Zechor li Avraham, li Yitzchok, li Yaakov. Remember? In Parshas Kisisa. K'may shekosef, Zechor l'avodecho li Avraham, Yitzchok, li Yaakov. V'chein ikr geulas Mitzrayim, hoye bekoyach atzmos Yosef. And so too, when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, what was his battering ram? What was his secret? His secret was the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. K'may shekosu v'yikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the nuclear warhead with him. He took the battering ram. He took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, the coffin of the tzadik. Ki besoif hagolus mizgaberes hasitrachro u'mispashetes lo'oirech u'loroichev kol kach. Because as we get to the end of the exile, the sitrachro gets stronger and spreads itself tremendously. Bebechinas, as it says over there in Mitzrayim, vayhi ki hiksho faroi l'shalcheinu. Paroi kept becoming more stubborn and more stubborn and more stubborn. Every time it got worse. Ad she'yefshir lahachmir lahashpilo kiyim b'koyach hatzadikim shenistalku, to the point where it's impossible to bring about the downfall of the Sitra Achra without the assistance of the tzadikim who have already passed away. Shehem gedoilim b'misosam yoysam b'chayeyim, where the Torah testifies that the tzadik is greater after his passing than during his lifetime. She'oilim ad ein soif, the tzaddik, when he passes away, goes up to infinite, to infinity. He goes up to the infinite light of Hashem. V'goimrim Yeshuas Yisrael b'shleimus, and they're able to complete the salvation of the Jewish people to a greater degree than they were able to that during their physical lifetime. Befrat ato besoif hagolus ha'achron horuch amar hazeh, especially now, Rav Nosson Zal says, when we're at the end, we're coming to the end of this long, bitter, final exile, she'ein lanu al mi lehishoin kim al avinu shebashamayim, where we have nobody to depend on, not Shmobama, and not this turkey, and not that turkey, none of them, only avinu shebashamayim, only Hashem, and on the merit and power of the tzaddikim who have passed away. As it says in the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, paragraph Tezai, you know, chapter 16, Toivosi Baal Olecha, my goodness is not from you, but rather it's coming from these holy ones who are in the ground, the tzaddikim who have passed away. Va'adirei kol chetzivom, that I depend on them. I depend on their merit, their schus. That's what's going to help us.